It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Citi Field up in Flushing, the Marlins and the Mets wrapped up their four-game wraparound weekend series. David Peterson for New York, Trevor Rogers for Miami. The Marlins, with a win, could have earned themselves a split in the four-game series. With the recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, this was one of those days for the Marlins. They fell behind in the very first inning and just never were really in this ball game, losing 6-0 to the New York Mets. David Peterson over Trevor Rogers. Mets win the series here at Citi Field, 3 out of 4, first of six series these teams will contest this year. These four games, the first of 19 they will match up in head-to-head. Mets will be at Lone Depot Park for three, visiting Miami for the first time next weekend. Trevor Rogers starting for the Marlins against David Peterson. Marlins had a chance in inning number one. John Birdie reached on an error by Eduardo Escobar, but was promptly picked off at first base by Peterson. With two outs, nobody on, Jorge Soler, an infield single, but Garrett Cooper struck out. So despite a hit and an error, the Marlins kept off the board in the first by Peterson. In the bottom of the inning, Trevor Rogers allowed a leadoff double to Brandon Nimmo. Starling Marte then reached on an error at third base by John Birdie. An infield hit by Francisco Lindor loaded the bases with nobody out. Trevor came back, though, to strike out Pete Alonso. That was the first out, but then he fell behind Marcana. The 3-2, and he lost him. Ball four, walked him on a fastball. 1-0 Mets. And at that point, they still had the bases loaded, only one out, but Trevor was able to strike out J.D. Davis, and he got Jeff McNeil to line to left field. So it was a 25-pitch first for Trevor Rogers, faced seven batters. Mets scored a run on two hits, a walk, and an error, and led 1-0. Beginning with the Davis strikeout, right after the can of base on balls, Trevor would retire the next nine in a row, and this game would stay 1-0 into the bottom of the fourth inning. With one out and nobody on, J.D. Davis worked a walk. Jeff McNeil doubled him to third. Second and third, one down for Eduardo Escobar. Second and third, one out. There's a fly ball left center, not particularly deep. Davis tags. Williams makes the catch. Runner comes to the plate. Throw home on a couple of bounces, and Davis just did beat it. Ball rolls away from Stallings, and
headed to third base on the throw home, McNeil. It's 2-0 Mets.
And with McNeil at third and two outs, Tomas Nito was at the plate. 0-2 pitch. Bounced it up there. Nice stop by Stallings. Rolls up the first base line. Breaking for the plate and scoring. Jeff McNeil, no hesitation, had a good secondary lead. As soon as that ball hit the dirt, he took off. And it's 3-0 New York. Good base running play by McNeil. However, he came up a little bit lame. Had some right hamstring tightness after that mad dash to the plate. Had to come out of the game, replaced by Luis Guillorme. So 3-0 Mets through four at that point. David Peterson cruising along. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Mets would add to their lead. That would be Trevor's final inning in this game. Back-to-back hits by Nimmo and Marte got things started. When Marte singled, Nimmo took second base. Francisco Lindor then a fly ball to center for the first out, but Nimmo advanced to third, so the Mets had men at the corners for Pete Alonso. 2-0, and that ball's ripped to left. Williams is going back. He's going to track it down just in front of the track. Tagging third base, Nimmo. He's going to score. RBI number 64 to lead the league for Alonso on a sack fly, and it's 4-0 Mets here in the fifth. Alonso, two strikeouts and a sack fly against Trevor Rogers this afternoon. While the sack fly knocked in a run, he is now in his career 0 for 12 with 6 Ks against the young Marlins left-hander. That fifth inning would be the final inning for Rogers. He struck out Mark Canna to get out of it. But Trevor, done after 5 today, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, walked 2, struck out 7, threw a wild pitch, 93 pitches, 59 strikes. He exited a 4-0 game. Dylan Floro worked a scoreless 6th inning. Anthony Bass, a scoreless 7th. David Peterson for the Mets went 5 1/3, 6 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. He hit a batter, 100 pitches, 60 strikes. Adam Ottavino got a double play ball to escape the 6th, pitched a 1-2-3 7th with a couple of Ks. And when the Marlins went down without a run against Drew Smith in the top of the 8th, it was still a 4-0 Mets lead into the last of the 8th inning. Tommy Nance out of the bullpen. First man he faced, Mark Canna, hit a line drive over short. Miguel Rojas went up as high as he could, pulled it down for the first out. But then things got away from Nance and the Marlins in that 8th inning. He hit J.D. Davis with a pitch. A base hit by Luis Guillorme put runners at first and second. A wild pitch advanced him to second and third. And with one out, Eduardo Escobar put this one out of reach. Again, a 3-2. Back up the middle into center field for a hit. That's going to bring home two. Escobar has snapped an 0-for-23 with a two-run single, extending New York's lead to 6-0. Yoan Lopez would walk a couple, but pitch a scoreless 9th inning, and 6-0 as this one would end. Mets with their 11th shutout victory of the season, tied with the Yankees for the most in Major League Baseball. And the Marlins finished the road trip at 4-6. For New York, 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 9 left. For the Marlins, no runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 10, went 0-for-10 with men in scoring position of the game. David Peterson, the winning pitcher, 4-1. Trevor Rogers, the loser, falls to 3-6. His ERA is at 5.83 through his first 13 starts this season. Time of the ballgame at Citi Field this afternoon was 3 hours, 20 minutes. The Mets are again 21 games over 500, matching their high water mark. They're 45-24, now 24-10 in their home ballpark. Second best home record in baseball behind the Yankees. Second best overall record in baseball behind the Yankees. Marlins are 29-36, now 7 under, and they fall 14 back. They're 14-22 away from Lone Depot Park. Fortunately, they're headed home now for the next 6 against Colorado and these Mets. A winning combination, strikeouts and charity. My Marlins are committed to fighting cancer in our community and are proud to again partner this year with AutoNation to support their Drive Pink initiative. With every strikeout recorded by Marlins pitcher, $25 will be donated to charities supporting a cure. Today, 10 strikeouts. It's $250 for the season now. 563 Ks recorded by Marlins pitchers. $14,075 to AutoNation's Drive Pink initiative.
Mets blank the Marlins 6-0. Mets take 3 of 4 in New York. We will do it again between these two teams. Kept it up this weekend at Lone Depot Park. First, before we hear from Don Mattingly, let's step aside for a quick commercial break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with you on Marlins Rewind. Let's hear from Don Mattingly after the 6-0 Mets win over Miami yesterday.
Donnie, with Trevor, all things considering, a pretty decent outing for him, especially against a tough lineup like this. Do you think that his maybe line doesn't really tell the whole story?
No, I thought he was pretty good today. He gets up the double early, first, you know, lead off double, make the error, gets a squibber, you know, and then he gets out of that with one, and thought he held his own really, and you know, they kind of executed on us. From the standpoint, they got the sac flies when they needed them. You know, they executed. But I thought Trevor was pretty good.
After that first inning, do you think he gained a little confidence? I mean, after the walk to Canna, came back, got a strike out of Davis, and got out of that inning. Do you think he noticed that he can do this?
No, I thought he was. I thought that was kind of a. When you get out of a situation like that with one, you actually feel pretty good. Because, yeah, I mean, you understand that, you know, they weren't all you. It wasn't like you were walking guys and you were hitting balls all over the ballpark. So I think he understands that, you know, getting out of that is kind of a little bit of momentum for us. And then we just weren't able to capitalize. We had some chances. We had guys out there early in the game. I know we had one chance for sure just to be able to execute the sack fly or get the guy in from third. We didn't do it early to tie the game up. And, again, I felt like a lot of times we had guys out there, we thought we had something going, and it would either end with a double play or just not being able to do anything with another guy.
That being said, just collectively as a whole as an offense, what are you seeing from your guys and with runners in scoring position, and what kind of adjustments do they need to make?
Back to the runners in scoring position, right? Again, I've answered that one so many times because we've actually been pretty good recently, but it's like you got to keep getting them out there. And when you keep getting guys out there and giving yourself chances, you're going to start scoring runs. And that's the one thing we got to, you know, stay on is just really keep getting guys out there. Guys will come through. I thought it just wore us down. Once the sixth ended with the double play ball, I felt like that was Gerard with the double play ball. Just like we just kind of like it seemed like we just ran out of steam at that point. And, you know, they shut us down from there.
Are you seeing anything particularly from the lineup and with against lefties, just struggled against them this season?
You know, we really shouldn't. I mean, we've got a lot of power right-handed bats that really traditionally have hit left-handed pitching, so we really shouldn't. You know, I don't think all of our guys have swung the bat that great. And then we've been a little bit disjointed with our lineups just from the standpoint of who's in and who's out. But we really shouldn't, so it's hard to explain that one.
You alluded to it a bit. Is it a matter, you know, like Soler got a day yesterday, Avi today? You know, Jazz has been scuffling a bit. Is it guys a bit tired? Or is it, you know, they obviously go through lulls in a season, but just anything in particular just overall?
Yeah, I think lulls for sure. Soli hasn't, you know, been himself. I know he's been battling, you know, the back a little bit and playing through some stuff. So, and I think Avi the same. Avi's had some little aches and pains. He got hit in the hand. I know his knee's been bothering him a little bit, his hamstring some. So, like, he hasn't been himself. But I look at it more as lulls than anything else. And we've had to push our guys with Andy and Joey out. We haven't been able to mix and match near as much. Our infield kind of played this whole trip. And we've asked a lot. So we've pushed those guys hard. So it just at some point you're going to wear them down.
1-3 against the Mets overall. First time you saw them, you're going to be seeing them a lot more over the next couple weeks. Just the series as a whole, what were you able to take away from just what it takes to face them and just the measuring stick as far as standing there facing the top team in the East?
No, they got a good club. Obviously, we know that. And you can see they're doing some things a little differently than last year. You see it with teams that are winning. They're fighting to do little things, put the ball in play with two strikes. They've been executing the small things as far as getting, like today, what they basically did to us. They get two runs on sack flies. They get a good dirt ball read, and they get a run there. There's three runs in a game that was really a 1-0 game going into that inning. So, they've been doing all the little things, but, you know, we have to really take care of our own stuff. Our guys have kept us in the game. We just got, you know, again, we got to get the big hit. We got to get the big out. And in the series, we really weren't able to do it.
Don Mattingly after the Marlins fall to the Mets 6-0 yesterday. The Marlins are back home tonight at Lone Depot Park for a 6:40 start against the Colorado Rockies. Dan Castano will get the ball for Miami, and we'll be on the air at 6:10 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.